Amen. Praise the Lord for that special tonight. What a tremendous blessing that was, and amazes me how she can get so much air with that little baby inside of her. I mean, taking up all that space, and she can still put it out there. What a blessing that was. Thank you very much for that special tonight. All right, 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. On Sunday nights, we've been going through and studying on little-known Bible characters that have a great message for us. And we have studied some great messages from very little-known Bible characters. Tonight, the Lord just led me in this direction. I'm going to be actually preaching on an event in the life of a very well-known Bible character. And that Bible character is one I preached on even this morning when I preached on David's heart. And understanding what the Word of God has to say about the heart and how important it is. It's the core of each and every one of us, our hearts. It's the core. And the Bible has much to say throughout the Scriptures concerning the heart of man and the heart of God as well. And so tonight, we're going to be looking here, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 31 down to verse 40. So if you'll stand with me, we'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you follow right along with me. This event is a very well-known event that even the secular world understands and knows about the story of David and Goliath. But yet, more than just a biblical story, there is a great lesson to learn, many lessons to learn from David and his battle with Goliath. We even touched on that a little bit this morning. But tonight, we'll be looking at a lesson that I believe God has for the church here this evening. So 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 31. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him," speaking of Goliath. "Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. When he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we do bow before you this evening, we thank you for the opportunity to be in church tonight and for how we've already experienced your presence in this place and for the blessing of music. And now as we open up your holy word and we look at the story of David and this particular event in his life, God, I know that you have a message for each one here from this tonight. I pray that you would help each one to have that ear to hear what you have to say to them. Pray that you'd anoint and empower the preaching of thy word once again. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So in the story, if you'd continue to read here, we find that David, being a shepherd boy, defeats the champion of the Philistines a giant by the name of Goliath. And again, I don't think there's probably anybody here tonight that's not heard of David and Goliath, that have not read this story, possibly themselves, heard many messages on the story of David and Goliath. But as we look here tonight at the passage of scriptures that we read, David was actually going to the battle to take his brothers some food. That's how David ended up being there. He was just a shepherd boy. He had no idea when he left his father's house that day to take the food to his brothers that he would actually be presenting himself to fight against this mighty Philistine warrior, Goliath. But the one thing that we know for sure is that God had prepared him to do what he was about to do. He thought he was just taking the food to his brothers, taking them some lunch. He thought he would have an opportunity to sit along the sidelines and cheer on the soldiers and cheer on his brothers as they would go out to battle and defeat the Philistines. He just thought he'd be a cheerleader on the sidelines, if you will, and doing whatever he could to bring a little nourishment to the soldiers. But God knew that because of David's heart, that he would be one that he would use to win many victories for Israel. And this would be one of the first that he would be known for as a young boy going against Goliath. So God had prepared him to do much more than what he even realized that he would be doing. The message I want to preach to you tonight, and understanding that God prepares us for whatever he allows in our lives. If God allows it in your life, can I tell you that God has already prepared you for that? If you're a saved individual and you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you love God, you want to do whatever it is God would have you to do, that means that you qualify for the promise of Romans 8:28, then you can mark it down, all things work together. That means that whatever God brings or whatever God allows into your life, he has a purpose and he has prepared you for that. I love that thought, and that's a biblical truth. That's something that's a promise from God. And so we find here that God prepares us for whatever he allows in our lives. And in doing that, the message tonight is use what God has given when facing the oppositions or the trials of life. Sometimes we don't even realize what God has given. Sometimes we don't even understand how we have been prepared to go up against a giant. David did not have plans to go up and be the main warrior to go out against the best and the biggest and the best Philistine warrior. David had no plans of going up to the battlefront and then being able to be the one chosen to go out and to fight this Philistine. He had no idea of that, but he had been prepared for that. And we find out later on as we study what God had prepared him in going up against a lion and a bear. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But the idea there, with even though he did not realize what was to take place, God did. And whatever is going to take place in your life, whatever tomorrow holds, whatever the week following, the month after, the year, the 10 years, whatever your future holds for your life, if you stay focused on God, he will prepare you for whatever he allows into your life. I love that. I love that truth. So how had God prepared David, and what would he use? The first thing that we find that God had prepared in established in David's heart, and that which he was to use, was David used his courage. 1 Samuel chapter 17, but go back now with me to verse 20. David's taken the lunch. He's excited about going. His father had instructed him to go take the boys, his brothers, some lunch. And the Bible says David rose up early in the morning. He was excited about just going to the battlefront and cheering on his brothers. And left his sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for the battle. Can you see the excitement in this boy, the shepherd boy's heart? Can you see the excitement and the courage that he had? He says, I know we're going to win the battle. And he says, I'm going to shout for joy, and I'm going to shout and cheer the guys on, because they're going to go out there and they're going to get the victory for the Lord. Shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, and army against army. David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. He had great respect for those who would go out and fight for the Lord, fight for the cause of Israel. He was out there. He was excited about it. He was ready to cheer them on from the sidelines, and he saluted them. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. David heard them. He couldn't believe that this uncircumcised Philistine had enough courage himself to stand and defy the armies of the living God. That was what was going on when he heard him. Look down to verse 26 now. And we find here in verse 26, the Bible says, and David spake to the men, because they were all fearful. They did not have the courage. None of them had the courage to go out against this Philistine. And David said, and stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? They had to try to bribe some of the soldiers, any one of them, to go against him. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? That takes courage. To look at this giant, this warrior of the Philistines, and say, wait a minute, guys, any one of us can take him. What are you fearful of? As long as we have God, we can defeat this Philistine. That's what he's saying. Look down to verse 32. I love what he says. Now, Saul heard that David was spouting off, if you will, in his mind. And David was the only one that had any courage. The only one that was willing to go against this Philistine. And so Saul calls for David in verse 32. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Now, I love what he's saying. David was saying, don't be afraid. Saul, listen to me. Don't let any one of the soldiers, you don't need to fear yourself. He could see the fear in Saul, the king. He could see the fear in all the other soldiers, in his own brothers. But David had no fear. David had courage. I love that. Because of him, thy servant will go and fight with the Philistines. It's all right, guys. Let this little shepherd boy go out and show you what God can do. David was not afraid. Now, I believe the fear would have come when David went up against the bear. Not knowing how God could empower him, but understood that it was his responsibility as a shepherd to protect the sheep. And if it's on my watch, and I'm a born-again believer, I'm where God has planted me, and it's on my watch, and something comes out against the sheep that I'm supposed to be protecting, like it or not, I've got to go rescue the sheep. And as David set out, because the bear and the lion both, the Bible says, had the sheep in his mouth, getting ready to feast. And David went out with his own hands and smote the bear. He smote the lion. He took the sheep out of the lion's mouth, grabbed him by the beard, and ripped him in two. Now, at that moment, there would have been fear to begin with. But when he could sense the strength that God had given him, when he could sense the power that Almighty God had placed upon him to be able to do something that no ordinary man would have been able to do, he realized we're not dealing with ordinary circumstances here. We're dealing with spiritual circumstances. And God supernaturally empowered David. Listen to me. The bear and the lion would have outweighed Goliath. Rusty, you just got that bear with your rifle, right? Yes. I mean, praise the Lord. That's an equalizer right there. But would you had the courage to go up against a bear? How much the bear weigh that you got? About 3. And it's just a black bear. This probably was a big grizzly bear, which would have went well over 1,000 pounds. The lion would have went well over 500 pounds. They would have had at least 4-inch teeth. They would have had claws that one swipe of the bear's claw can actually take a head off of a deer. And he's going against that bear and that lion with just his bare hands. Possibly the very same slingshot that he had when he went up against Goliath. But he says, the Bible says, with his own hands, grabbed him by his beard after he smote him. Listen to me. At that moment, he knew, I've got to do what I'm here to do. And God, I need you more than I've ever needed you before. And God enabled him to do the humanly impossible feat. And no one was there but David and God and that lion and that bear. So David goes to the battle not prepared, not looking to fight Goliath, but was more prepared than any other soldier of Israel. Verse 34 and verse 36. David told Saul, he said, "Don't fear, Saul. Let me just let you in on something here. I didn't realize this was going to take place, but God's prepared me." David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. My servant slew both the lion and the bear." God allowed this to take place with a bear and a lion. "And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." Wow. David used his courage. I remember back in, as I was preparing this, the Lord brought back to mind junior high school. And, of course, the Lord had to do that because that was 50 years ago or so. And in junior high school, I remember this one boy that was always being picked on by the class bullies. Bullying has not something that just now come into the public school system. That's been around since ages, if you will. And they need to teach the boys to stand up for themselves, okay? I mean, come on now. They just realize and understand that it's something of human nature. There's going to be the bigger boys. And sometimes in school, it's a survival of the fittest, amen? That happens sometimes. And so when that one junior high boy, and he was always being picked on by the bullies, until one day, something got into him. Now, I don't know if his dad told him, "If you don't stand up to that bully, when you come home, I'm going to hurt you more than the bully did." I don't know if that's what happened. I think at that time, I think that's probably exactly what was said. I know that's what my brothers would have told me. I know that. If dad wouldn't have told me that, my brothers would have told me that. And one day, I remember that he had been bullied and picked on and everything else. And one day, he stood up to the one that was bullying him the most. And when he stood up, everybody could not believe it. He actually was able to beat him. This one that had been bullied all that time, when he finally stood up and showed a little courage, he had more strength and he was faster than the one that was bullying him, and he was able to cause that bully. And the bully took off running. And all the other classmates were just, "Where did that come from?" And it can be summed up in one word: courage. Courage to take the stand when you need to take the stand. Matter of fact, I find that in the book of Joshua. If you look back there with me, in Joshua chapter 1, as Israel is getting ready to go into the promised land, the one thing that they would have to have in going into the promised land, the one thing that God would demand of those going in would be courage. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5 and 6, the Bible says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life." That God's saying, this is my promise. You have to take hold of this promise, and you have to take the stands in the promised land that I want you to take. "There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous." That hadn't changed. No matter who you are, can I tell you, if you're going to do the work that God has for you to do on this planet Earth, it's going to take the courage that God will give you to be the witness. To stand against the flow of society. To be the light that shines for Christ. To be the salt of the earth. It's going to take courage. God prepared them to be courageous. Don't allow fear to stop you from doing what God has for you to do. So the first thing David used was his courage. David then used his faith. Go back there with me. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. David didn't have blind faith. Now, can I tell you, you have to be careful of that. Faith based on feelings is not necessarily true faith. God would not have us to go on blind faith. We do foolish things. We just claim faith to do something that we want to do, and God's nowhere around it. His faith had to be based on God's will for his life. If it's God's will for your life, can I tell you that God will give you faith to do it? Chapter 17, verse 37. And David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear," that's where he got his courage from, "he will deliver me out of the land, out of the hand of this Philistine." It's the very same circumstances. I was there, and I was the one that God had said, "You have to go out and protect the sheep. That's what you're supposed to do." And I had the courage to go out. And when I went out and did what God wanted me to do, he gave me the victory. And when I come up against, just to be an encouragement to these soldiers, this Israel soldiers, and Goliath came out, and God put it in my heart that I was to be the one to go out and to defeat Goliath. He said, God has put that in my heart, and God had prepared me through the lion and the bear, and this Philistine will be no different. I have faith to know, based on the very things that God has revealed to me, that I will be able to defeat the Philistine, this Goliath. Amen. That's what he's saying in verse 37. "He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." It was the Lord that would strengthen him. It was the faith that he had in God's ability to strengthen him to defeat Goliath. David had faith. And once he knew this was God's will, he wouldn't be talked out of it. You know the first thing that Saul, the king, who should have been the one going out to fight Goliath, you know the first thing that Saul the king tried to do? T- talk David out of it. Verse 33. And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able." And David says, "It's not me. It's God working through me. And if it's God's will for my life, I am able. I have the faith to believe that I can do what God has called me to do." Amen. So David used his courage. David would use his faith. And the last thing tonight, David used what he had proven. And it was that which he already had. Now, I'm sure that Rusty, if he went up against that bear in the line, he would have loved to have had that .30-06. That high-powered rifle. But then he would not have been prepared to fight Goliath. David knew what God had given him. He didn't have the army of Saul or the armor of Saul when he defeated the lion and the bear. Saul tried to put on his armor onto David. As you know, it wouldn't fit. And that word assay, do you see that? Verse 39, David girded his sword upon his armor and he assayed to go. That assay means, really? Basically, that's what it's saying there. David's sitting there with his armor. And he said, "You got to be kidding. I am not going. How in the world can I defeat Goliath with your armor, which I have not proven? I'm not going to take that." David knew what he could do with what he had. Can I tell you, listen, if God brings something into your life, again, if you meet those qualifications, you've been prepared. Yeah. Use your courage. Don't be afraid. Use your faith. Look at what God's already given you. Look to use what you have. David faced his opposition with confidence that if God was in it, he already had been prepared by God to get the victory. Look down to verse 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David, I love this right here, got to underline my Bible, prevailed. Yeah. Just using what he had. David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. David had been prepared. He used his courage. He used his faith. And he used what he already had because God had prepared him. I don't know what's going on in your life tonight, but if you meet those qualifications, if you love the Lord, you're called according to his purpose, God will prepare you for whatever trial, for whatever opposition you have to face. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed.